Hello everyone, Mrs. Anderson here. Hope you are all well and have had a great week staying safe in your homes. Have you learned anything new or exciting this week? Let's hope so. Thank you to everyone that wrote a sentence on their class blog, thinking about the different ways you can use the word draw. So many fantastic examples of using this word in various contexts to replace other less exciting verbs. I was blown away by the number of sentences on the blogs this week. It really has made me smile having all these sentences to read. Thank you. This week, there is a winning sentence from Amazon and Rhine Class. Have a listen and see if you spot these sentences. Here's the first one. Tom had already drawn in the attention of the feisty mob with his flamboyant telling of the exciting sea shanty in the cramped, rotting boat as it drew into the deserted bay. But in the faint distance, the survivors on the boat heard a prize draw being pulled, and suddenly everything changed. Brilliant. And the second winning sentence. The archer drew back his bow, taking aim at the driver of a horse-drawn cart as it slowly crossed the drawbridge. He would fire his arrow unless his orders were withdrawn. Well done to Freya and Anya. Fantastic use of the word draw in several different ways within these sentences. You have both really demonstrated your understanding of last week's word. Look out for your prize in the post. Hopefully this week we may see just as many, if not more, sentences on the class blog. Now, before we move on to this week's word, let's see if you can recall the words we have learnt so far since we started these videos. Pause the audio now and have a go at listing these three words now. Can you use them in a sentence too? The three words we have learnt so far are contemplate, deluge, and draw. Did you remember them? Well done if you did. Now it's time for this week's word. This week's word is surreptitious. Say the word surreptitious. Interesting word. How many syllables in this word? Have a go at counting them now. Okay, great. Let's count the syllables together. Surreptitious. Yes, four syllables in this word, surreptitious. Now, I would like you to look at the word of the week blog post. You should be able to see the word broken down into its syllables. Look carefully at how this word is spelt, and as I say the sounds, write the word in the air or on your palm. S-R-E-P-T-I-T-I-O-U-S. Surreptitious. Okay, great. It's a tricky one to spell, that one, so look very carefully at how the word is spelt, especially that ending. Next, on your screen, you will see the picture that I create in my head when I think of the word surreptitious. Looking at my picture, what do you think the word surreptitious means? Pause the video now and talk to someone about what you think this word surreptitious might mean. Pause the audio now. The word surreptitious means to do something secretly or to operate with stealth. This word is an adjective. Synonyms of this word, so words that have the same meaning, are secretive, sneaking, furtive, or clandestine, another great word to learn. Antonyms for this word, so words that have the opposite meaning, are things like obvious. This word can also be used as an adverb by adding ly, making the word surreptitiously, meaning doing something secretively. Here are some sentences using the word surreptitious and surreptitiously. He made a surreptitious entrance to the club through the little door in the brick wall. they had several surreptitious conversations on the telephone. Surreptitiously, Mark looked at his watch. In that example, I've used the adverb as a fronted adverbial. Okay, great. Now it's voices time. I know that you surreptitiously missed this on the audio last week. And I've also got some new ones this week. Say the word surreptitious like Donald Duck. Say the word surreptitious as slow as a sloth. Say the word surreptitious like Harry Potter casting a spell. Say the word surreptitious like Darth Vader. Now shout the word surreptitious. And now whisper the word surreptitious. And last one, say the word surreptitious in the funniest voice you can. Okay, back to my bookshelf this week, searching for the word surreptitious in different books. So for the final part of this week's audio, here they are. Remember, when you hear the word surreptitious, give me a virtual high five. The first reading comes from Holes by Lois Sachar. He glanced up at the cloud, which was close enough to the sun that he had to squint to look at it. He dug his shovel back into the earth, scooped out some dirt and lifted it over his dirt pile. But instead of dumping it there, he tossed it off to one side. His curiosity had gotten the better of him. He climbed up out of his hole and sifted his fingers through the pile. He felt something hard and metallic. He pulled it out. It was a gold tube, about as long and as wide as the second finger on his right hand. The tube was open at one end and closed at the other. He used a few drops of his precious water to clean it. There seemed to be some kind of design on the flat, closed end. He poured a few more drops of water on it and rubbed it on the inside of his pants pocket. He looked again at the design engraved into the flat bottom of the tube. He could see an outline of a heart with the letters KB etched inside. He tried to figure out some surreptitious way that he wouldn't have to give it to X-ray. He could just keep it, but that wouldn't do him any good. He wanted a day off. He looked at the large piles of dirt near where X-ray was digging. X-ray was probably almost finished for the day. Getting the rest of the day off would hardly do him much good. X-ray would first have to show the tube to Mr. Sir or Mr. Pendansky, who would then have to show it to the warden. But then X-ray might be done anyway. Another fantastic book there that I would highly recommend. My second reading comes from The Boy Who Flew by Fleur Hitchcock. By the time I reach Mr. Chen's kitchen, night's almost set in. Uncle's taken away all the rubbish and shoved it into his wagon standing out front. He's even stripped the bottles from the larder. I look up. There's no sign of the oil or vitriol, but the electric box is still there, lurking on the top shelf. Grabbing a stool from the wagon, I slowly lower it. With it hanging low between my knees, I stagger over the road, and with all my strength lift it onto the wall behind our yard, surreptitiously nestling the blackthorn around it. It's black and dirty. Hopefully no one will notice it above their heads. Boy, Uncle's voice rings over the empty street. Here, I call, racing back across the yard. Thought you'd run off, he says. I follow him back down the stairs. In the kitchen, there's nothing except for that pool of black between the hearthstone and the fire. I walk around it. I can guess what it is. A small knot of fear forms near my heart as once again the rumours clamour, and awful fire and brimstone images invade my head. Long shadows hide the corners of the room. It smells of Mr. Chen's experiments and ginger and sulphur, just as it should. But something else too. Another fantastic book. My final reading comes from The Boy Who Swam with Piranhas by David Almond. Pancho raises his hand and there's silence. He draws aside the tarpaulin and there they are, swimming through the beautiful illuminated water. The awful fishy fiends, the dreadful devils with teeth like razors and jaws like traps. "And these," says Pancho, "are my piranhas." There are squeaks and squeals and gasps and groans. Pancho raises his hand again. "Ladies and gentlemen," he whispers, "you are about to see something wondrous. You are about to see something that will live forever in your dreams." More squeaks and squeals and gasps and groans. "But first of all," says Pancho, "you must get your money out and you must pay." Stan stays standing in the spotlight as Pancho steps into the crowd, holding out his velvet bag. Pancho murmurs his thanks as coins drop into the bag. He mutters surreptitious encouragement. "Dig deeper, sir. Perhaps a little more, madam? That's better, much better. Oh, thank you, you are so kind." He voices his disappointment. "Is that really all you will give? You expect so much for such pittance?" He seeks out the reluctant ones. "I can see you. You can't escape the eyes of Pancho Pirelli. Money is what we need. Please give it now." Hopefully, by reading all these little snippets from certain books, I'm encouraging you to explore your reading a little bit more. Did you hear this week's word in all of those books? Let's hope so. Now, don't forget to have a go at the challenges below and see if you can be this week's sentence winner. And don't forget to see how many times you can use this week's word, surreptitious. Take care, everyone. Keep smiling and happy word learning. Bye-bye for now.